Hi everyone, this is Jeffrey Smith and welcome to Live Healthy, Be Well. I would like to invite everyone to, if you haven't already, to go and enroll in A Magnificent New Normal. You can go to the link posted on the description here or amagnificentnewnormal.com. It's the last few days and we have some amazing speakers. Bruce Lipton, Jewel, Master Shah, Eben Alexander, Bob Roth, Lynn McTaggart. I'll be a speaker as well. Jim Mitchell, Will Tuttle, Alison Armstrong. I suggest that you go over there before it's too late to just get a taste of these amazing people. And here I'm giving a Facebook Live on Tuesday, October 20th, letting people know about some of the themes that are being discussed in this last week. This is a time of amazing transformation. Lynn Twist, who is in A Magnificent New Normal, described it as really a birthing process. She said if you have, for example, morning sickness and you don't know you're pregnant, you may just think you're sick. And that if you know you're pregnant, then there's actually more pain as you get closer to the birth, but you realize it's part of a process. And she invited us to hospice the old life and midwife the new, describing this time as prophesied by the indigenous people in the Amazon, that it was prayed into existence by our souls because our humanity, our civilization, was so disconnected, was so fragmented, and so treacherously moving down a path of self-destruction that we needed a great pause. Now, she was just one of 40 speakers that I interviewed in A Magnificent New Normal over 40 days. And every day, a new life-transforming lecture is released, and it goes until October 24th. So this is the last week. But each speaker remains available for 7 days. So I recently spoke on Turning Point 2020. If you would like to access that conference that's going on right now at turningpoint2020.online. And I'm giving 7 talks and interviews there. But they invited me because of the work that we did in A Magnificent New Normal. They also realized that this is a transformation period. And they invited me to bring what I had learned and the people I wanted to interview into that. And I was invited to speak on another program which is happening this weekend called The Great Awakening. A lot of people see this time, and that's one of the great joys of hearing all of the 40 speakers. It's as if the alarm going on in my head telling me this is the time I've been waiting for got louder and louder and louder as I heard each person describe this time similarly as an opportunity for transformation. So I want to share with you, I'm going to share my screen with some pictures of the people who will be speaking during this last week that you can have access to. And you can see Bruce Lipton, Alison Armstrong, Will Tuttle, Lynn Twist, well, she actually already went, Jim Mitchell, Lynn McTaggart, Bob Roth, Eben Alexander, Master Shah, Jewel, Jerome Flynn is also, he was a past speaker. And there may be opportunities for you to catch up and listen to all of them. In fact, if you purchase it, you can own it and share it with others and set up your own 40-day transformation. So I wanted to share with you how some of the main points of these speakers. I think pretty much everyone was in agreement that this is the moment to redefine ourselves. We have been forced out of the familiar patterns of our lives, and so we can now make new choices and not have to drop into the old patterns. In fact, we invited B.J. Fogg, an expert at establishing new patterns, turning new behaviors into habits. He wrote the book Tiny Habits. He's a professor from Stanford. He gave tips as to how we can take this information and integrate it into our lives. And Nina Simons, she started off the whole program because she had such a wide awareness of all the areas of society that could be changed. And she had a very interesting concept and observation. She said, "I don't believe any of us is here by accident in this momentous time. I really believe we each have a part to play in the great transformation." This was echoed by many other speakers. But they're calling this the great transformation. Now, one of the main points that I walked away with was that, and I knew it already, but it was so beautiful to see it expressed in so many different ways. Consciousness is a field. And it's this change from the more classical physics that, you know, were billiard balls and separated to the more quantum physics that was so fascinating and promised a complete holistic transformation. Bruce Lipton talked about how you can take cells from the body and put them 100 miles away and change the emotions of the person, and the cells will change instantaneously. Bob Roth, who's an expert at transcendental meditation, talked about how group practice can lower hostilities in areas, can change the collective consciousness. Eben Alexander, who talks about in his near-death experience, the actual visceral experience of consciousness as a field. And Lynn McTaggart talked about the ability to use our intention to affect, and she's done this in experiments, the speed of growth of seeds, water purification, healing of individuals, and reduction of violence in war-torn areas. She says we're far more miraculous than we've been told, each of us, and particularly as a small collective. We have the ability to heal ourselves and heal the world with extraordinary powers that have been suppressed by authority. So this concept that consciousness is a field means that we have a capacity not only to move ourselves forward, but to move society forward. And part of that is through the experience of higher states of consciousness. We have 4 proponents of that in this last week. We have Master Sha. Master Sha combines the experience of modern medicine, feng shui, calligraphy, tai chi, so many different traditional Chinese martial arts and modern medicine and Chinese medicine, and he talks about soul healing. And he does a special blessing using calligraphy that I had no idea existed. And he also guides us in a visualization breathing exercise that uses the body to increase the immunity and also other programs to increase our fortune. Very interesting man with fascinating tools. Bob Roth, who's an expert in meditation, talks about the 3 different categories of meditation and what they do in the brain. And he talks particularly about the transcending process that's found in transcendental meditation and the 7 states of consciousness. We all know of waking, dreaming, and sleeping. He talks about transcendental consciousness, cosmic consciousness, refined cosmic consciousness or God consciousness, and unity consciousness, and how that proceeds through higher states of consciousness. Eben Alexander describes his experience where he's basically in a group of beings. He has the most famous near-death experience. Let me just share with you here. Actually, I shared the wrong screen. Let me try this again. I shared the PowerPoint. Yes, here we go. So Eben Alexander has a cover of Newsweek. Is heaven is real. And he wrote the book Proof of Heaven because of his near-death experience. And as a neuroscientist, he knew that the part of his brain that gives the experiences that he was having was not active. So his consciousness was acting independently of his brain. And Will Tuttle talks about developing our intuition. He actually did a PhD dissertation on how to help people develop their intuition. Now, personal transformation is also a big theme in Magnificent New Normal, not just in terms of higher states of consciousness, but in terms of dealing with all of the stresses and anxieties and emotions. In fact, Jewel, the musician, talks about how she became friends with all of her emotions and identified how some constrict and some dilate, and that how to deal with that allowed her to overcome a panic attack. She talks about the four stages of transformation that she practices and has mastered. She's absolutely brilliant in this. Anne-Marie Tommy and I, she and I both give a talk together. We talk about saying hi and stepping into your own personal superhero role. Allison Armstrong is an expert at the difference between men and women, and you don't want to miss her talk. Her interview is astounding. It can change everything. In fact, if you join a Magnificent New Normal, which is free, but then you pay to own it, then you can access Allison's free seminar. And it's basically, actually not a seminar, it's Q&A. Free Q&A, which is Wednesday evening. It's at 4 p.m. Pacific time. I'll be there with Anne-Marie asking Allison some questions. You can too by joining and then purchasing to get the empowerment package. And Jim Mitchell, also in the last week, talks about listening big, a way of listening that was really transforming both to the listener and to the person who is speaking. And he can teach that to people. Sometimes it takes months. It's that profound. The two of them, Jim Mitchell and Allison Armstrong, go into the details of relationships, how we can make changes in ourselves that essentially change our life. And Allison also made a comment early in the pandemic that if there was any radical decision you want to make, this is going to be the time to make it. So I'm going to invite you, if you haven't already, to make those radical decisions. But more than that, it's actually redesigning the details of our lives. I remember watching an interview between Professor Hartmut Schenklun, a German chemist, and Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, the founder of Transcendental Meditation. This was about 40 years ago when I saw the video. And Hartmut Schenklun described what's called the titration curve. It'll get easy in just a second. The titration curve in chemistry, which looks something like this. It moves along, it goes up, and then it flattens. And basically what happens is if you're trying to change the pH of a system, you put drops into the system, and nothing happens. Nothing happens. Nothing happens. Then all of a sudden it starts to change. It changes for a while and then it flattens off. The time that it's changing is called the phase transition. And that is the only time that the quality of your drops make a difference. They make no difference in the beginning, no difference at the end. You can have very high quality drops in the beginning, but once it starts to move, if you put low quality drops, you'll have just a minor transformation. It's during the time of the phase transition. Now, what's interesting is I have seen that same pattern as an activist, as an educator, in individuals and in systems. You work really hard to get people to make a change, and they may be resistant and they may be learning, and finally they say, okay, I'm ready to make a change. And then the information you give them at that point is often quite different than the information that you gave them to convince them to make a change. You can spend all the time, for example, of the benefits of eating organic, and you give all that information and how their health can improve and how it's shown to turn around serious diseases, and they say, okay, I'm ready. Now what they need to know is how to adopt an organic lifestyle. And if you teach them poorly at that point, they may not actually adopt a very strong, healthy lifestyle, and so the transformation is minor, and that becomes their new normal. The quality of information once a person has decided to make a change is all important. At the beginning of the pandemic, I was asking people over and over again, What have you noticed from the pandemic? What changes in your life? Or what's the best thing you've noticed about the pandemic? This was about a month in. Nearly everyone, perhaps everyone, talked about they needed to make changes in their lives that became very clear once they started sheltering in place, blossoming in place. And I realized that this means that they were in the phase transition. The pandemic did the heavy lifting of convincing people to make a change. And so what does that mean? It means the information of how to make a change is all important. That quality of that information determines the scope and the extent of the transformation before the new normal is achieved. I also realized that consciousness was a field, non-local, non-linear, and that if everyone individually that I was talking about was ready to make a change, then it was lively and collective consciousness. And then what was needed was the how to make a change. And so that's why I put a magnificent new normal together, because I invited 40 brilliant thought leaders and world changers in so many areas. If you sign up today, you get Nina Simons, who's the co-founder of Bioneers, talking about all these different areas that can change. You'll get Sarah McCrum, who's an expert at the new ways of dealing with money. She had an automatic writing experience that lasted for months, producing a book that's simply astounding. There's a whole, basically, I looked at what are the components of our lives that would be the foundational pieces where if we had new information, new principles, new choices, and new perspectives, they would really give us a new life. And at the same time, how do we deal with so much information over 40 lectures? So we had experts at how to make a change, like BJ Fogg, like Austin and David Perlmutter, how to change the brain physiology so that you can actually adopt new habits. And we put this all together and people are having remarkable experiences. I get emails every day about people who get a deep appreciation for the knowledge and the structure. So go to the link that's posted in the description and join a magnificent new normal now before it's over. You can watch the past 7 days of speakers. So start with the earliest so you don't miss them, and watch everyone. And if you don't have time to listen to every speaker, we've set it up so you can just go straight to the answer to the first question, which is, what is your vision of a post-pandemic civilization? Or the second, what do you recommend that people do to step into their full power? And maybe that's all you want to listen to for all the speakers. Or maybe someone just says something that is so deep and profound, you stick with them and go deep with them and find out things that maybe you've been waiting to hear. But as you hear each person, my suggestion is to think about that alarm going off in your head that may be asking you over and over again to do the things that you know you need to do now, that this is the time. And as that gets louder, the commitment for you at this time can get louder, and you can make that change that you've been waiting for. And as Lynn Twist points out, in a cocoon, when a caterpillar is shifting to a butterfly, certain cells called the imaginal cells find each other and then work together to orchestrate the transformation. And she says to the audience, you are the imaginal cells. So as we listen to the voice inside of us, stepping us into the fullest version of ourselves, we then create the highest vision of a post-pandemic civilization. Thank you very much. And I will sometime, at some other time, explain how this is actually the perfect antidote to the work that I've been highlighting for years, the dangers of GMOs and so many other dangers that are based on narrow thinking, old principles, and old paradigms. Take care, everyone, and enjoy a magnificent new normal. Thank you for listening to Live Healthy, Be Well. Please subscribe to the podcast using whatever app you listen to podcasts with, or go to livehealthybewell.com to subscribe. This podcast will inform you about health dangers, corporate and government corruption, and ways we can protect ourselves, our families, and our planet. I interview scientists, experts, authors, whistleblowers, and many people who have not shared their information with the world until now. Please share the podcast with your friends. It will enlighten and may even save lives. Safe eating.